This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
Kentucky pork producer J.W. O'Brien says during a recent U.S. Meat Export Federation trip to Mexico, he was pleased to see that pork is highly regarded. O'Brien says the U.S. Meat Export Federation works hard to market U.S. pork products.
There's an interesting marketing ploy that the U.S. Meat Export Federation has taken with pork, that they've actually got a brand that they're calling Pure Pork.
O'Brien says the marketing reassures Mexican consumers about the quality of pork.
Is a non-injected meat, so no water added marketing strategy. And it seems to be really strong here, especially with Costco. And the point of it is to continue to try to make the cleanest pork for the people.
He adds there are several reasons Mexico has high regard for U.S. pork.
Very good opinion. The quality is what Mexico needs, what they want. It's close, transportation's good, and so generally, yes, it's a high standard.
Traveling to Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Keep your machines running strong with exclusive savings on genuine Case IH planter parts and service, maintenance solutions, select reman parts, and more. Get a 5% statement credit when you spend $1,000 or more on genuine Case IH lubricants using your Productivity Plus account. And take 15% off OEM and Fleet Guard filters that keep you in the field longer. Visit H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Owensboro, Morganfield, and Mayfield today to save on genuine Case IH parts and service.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You're listening to Traveling to Bluegrass with Alan Watts. Brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America.
J.W. O'Brien says cuts of pork that are popular in the U.S. are not at the top of the list in Mexico.
They try to increase the value of the low-value cuts from an economic standpoint and just sort of creativity.
He adds bacon prices have increased the popularity of another cut.
The jowl is a very important cut. And in fact, as bacon prices have increased, or belly prices, the Mexicans have began to make their, especially in Monterey, they're making their chicharrones from jowl.
Follow Traveling to Bluegrass on Facebook and X and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com, Apple, and Spotify. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.